From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition M. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Audrey Brown.
Proposition M would fundamentally change how the city taxes businesses to better align with post-pandemic work norms. The city would rely less on taxing a company's payroll for staff working here and more on revenue that businesses earn within the city. Under the measure, some 2,700 small businesses would no longer be required to pay the gross receipts tax. Only businesses with $5 million in revenue would have to pay, more than double the current cutoff. Prop M would reduce taxes significantly for some industries, including an 80% tax cut for the arts, entertainment, and recreation businesses. Bars and restaurants would see a 45% cut, and healthcare services would get a 30% cut. Prop M would increase the rate for the homelessness gross receipts tax, which would apply to more businesses. The city controller says the measure would lose $40 million in tax revenue a year for the first 3 years, but would generate $50 million per year after that. A host of fees would also go away, including one for occupying sidewalks with tables. Proposition M is supported by the Golden Gate Restaurant Association, which says it would give critical tax relief to small businesses. The measure is opposed by Larry Marceau, a local technology executive who says it would hurt mid-sized businesses. Proposition M passes with a simple majority. If it passes with more votes than Proposition L, M will nullify L.
That's a brief take on Prop M from our friends at San Francisco Public Press. For more election coverage, go to kalw.org.